National Hockey League presents The Great One-on-One.
The game is over! The Edmonton Oilers have won their fourth Stanley Cup championship! They are a dynasty! As the Oilers win the hockey game 6-3, they sweep the Boston Bruins and they win the championship!
Wayne Gretzky catches up with some of hockey's best to reflect on their past Stanley Cup runs.
And as the puck drops, the words that DC fans have been waiting to hear since 1974, the Washington Capitals are the 2018 Stanley Cup champions. It's not a dream. It's not a desert mirage. It's Lord Stanley, and he is coming to Washington.
With 2018 Stanley Cup winner TJ Oshie, here's Wayne.
All right, TJ, my first question is, when you did get traded to Washington and there'd been a history of Washington sort of not breaking through that wall of either the Pittsburgh Penguins or what have you, did you have sort of some thoughts and issues when you first got there to the sort of the focus of winning a Stanley Cup in Washington?
I guess those questions are always lingering. And, you know, we had sort of the same thing in St. Louis where we had some good regular seasons, felt like we were going to make a great run, and then, you know, we ran into L.A. or Chicago, and those dreams were kind of crushed. But once we got here, it was kind of a, I don't know, it kind of, for me at least, when entering the playoffs, it got easier. Star player and world-class players that we have, I feel like freed me up a little bit to just go out and play. But definitely every time we lost to Pittsburgh, you kind of thought to yourself, you know, how are we ever going to do this?
Right. And the playoffs that year started a little bit slow, losing the first two games at home. Just maybe chat a little bit about sort of the mood and the thoughts of the players heading to Columbus for game three before game three.
Well, we had actually maybe a week or two before the regular season ended, we kind of had this meeting about how we have to play defensively. And even in those two games, we all felt like we played like a really good game. And this was kind of the first time that I had seen our group not get flustered or try to do too much after things weren't going our way. And so game three, obviously a big win and in a pretty cool fashion. But going into the game, we were still very businesslike, very even keeled, and there was no panic. And it was a really big boost of confidence going into the game that no one was down on themselves and no one thought that we still couldn't get the job done.
You know, the importance of believing in your coaching staff, and Barry Trotz is one of the great coaches in the National Hockey League, and he had a really good staff there in getting you guys to the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, getting to the Stanley Cup Finals, playing, you know, a new franchise, and probably all the pressure was on your hockey club compared to the pressure that was on the Golden Knights because they were such a Cinderella story. But did you have a sense that you guys were close to the finish line and really felt that, okay, this was your time and this was your year?
Yeah, we really did. You know, through the ups and downs to get to the finals, it just seemed like every time something wasn't going right, we grabbed it, and that confidence kind of just kept building and building and building. And, you know, we saw what Vegas was able to do to their opponents before that. And it just didn't really faze us. We came in, you know, kind of like I said in the Columbus series, with a very business-like mentality. We didn't have any extra slogans or anything for the playoffs. We didn't get, you know, extra playoff gear. We just wore whatever the league had given us, and it was all business, and it felt the same going into the finals, just with a lot more confidence than when we came in.
Was there a sense of relief, or was it just complete joy when finally the clock kicked down and you guys were able to lift the Stanley Cup, the emotions that were on the bench and with the players at that point in time?
It was complete joy. I mean, I think the only sigh of relief we had in the entire playoffs was when we beat Pittsburgh. And after that, we felt like we were winning it no matter what. So once once the clock ticked down, we had that face off with a couple seconds remaining. It was just pure joy.
I know for myself, we all have that dream of winning the Stanley Cup, and we all as kids growing up playing pond hockey or ball hockey, we're always thinking that we scored the overtime goal in Game 7 and lifting the Stanley Cup. But the final, when you did get the Stanley Cup and you did get to lift it and take it in the locker room, maybe just chat a little bit about to the fans what it's like when you get into the locker room with your family and friends and how important that part of it is.
Oh, it's you know, and all the hockey players out there know and maybe don't appreciate it as much until you can do something like win the Stanley Cup and look back and realize what your family did to get you there, especially in the early years when, you know, it's a dream and, you know, who knows if it's ever going to happen, all the sacrifices they make. So when the family was able to come on the ice and you're able to embrace them, it was so special, and there's not enough thank yous in the world to repay them and show them, you know, the respect they deserve for what they did for us and the joy. Once you get in the locker room, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I couldn't even speak because my voice was already gone from all the screaming and yelling. So it was a pretty special moment.
Yeah, and, you know, when you do lift the Stanley Cup and you're fortunate enough to get your name on it, the most important part of that, obviously, is your teammates. But along with that is the family that's around you. And I know my dad was such a huge part of my life and my career. And maybe just chat a little bit about how excited you were with your dad winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it was a special moment for me. And, you know, a lot of people have seen the interviews, and JR actually – this was not even close to my plan of what was going on. I didn't even know what happened after you won the Stanley Cup. And he had just mentioned, is your family in the crowd? Is your family here? And I just instantly started breaking down thinking about my dad. He was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's at the age of 48. And so that moment, just, it kind of all hit me that, you know, eventually this is kind of the way, without a cure, this is the way this disease goes. It's eventually you stop remembering people and you stop remembering things that happen in your life. And he had been, he's at the point now, and he was then, where, you know, he can remember some. He remembers everyone's names. And if you talk to him for a couple of minutes, you wouldn't even know. He'd be joking around, telling you dirty jokes and making you laugh. But when you're on for a little bit, he kind of starts forgetting things. And, you know, he'll ask me what time the game is, if it's in the summer, and, you know, things like that. So this moment I knew that was something that was going to stick with him. Mm-hmm. And so to, you know, to hug him down there and to have him touch and hold the cup was a special moment. And sure enough, he woke up in Vegas the next morning. He was staying with his sister and my sister. He woke up, and the first thing he said when he woke up was, "We got the cup." So it was a pretty cool experience for me to share with him.
Through that run, which, by the way, was fun to watch, you guys, well-deserving champions. And it takes 21, 22 players to contribute, but you had that one big horse in Alex. Can you just maybe talk a little bit about Alex Ovechkin's sort of mission to finally win a Stanley Cup here in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, he was an absolute beast through the entire playoff. And even since then, through this regular season and playoffs this year, I played against him growing up, and you played against him. There's this fire, and this, you know, if he chose to, he wasn't going to be stopped. He really turned that on, in our run from the cup, and it bled through the team when you could see a guy that for our generation is probably the best goal scorer that we've seen. And when he's blocking shots and he's making hits and he's setting the tone right from the drop of the puck, it really gets everyone else on board, and you think, you know, if Ovi's out there blocking shots and scoring goals and making all these plays, you know, I gotta get down and dirty and do my job too. So he is a special player, and you know, one of the biggest parts of why we were able to win the cup.
Well, listen, a couple of things. TJ, I want to thank you very much for coming on here and sharing your stories of the Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup. And I don't tell a lot of people this, but you're the one of the guys in the league that I was always envious of, that you got to take so many penalty shots in the Olympics and I didn't get to shoot. Thanks a lot. Have a great day, man.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Great One-on-One, a presentation of the National Hockey League. A reminder to rate, review, and subscribe for free. The NHL Podcast Network is available wherever you get your podcasts and at NHL.com. This has been an NHL Studios production.